Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah. Welcome to this episode of Lantern. We have a nice story today. A great leader. Having suffered from an almost long illness, the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the late Imam Khomeini, traveled to Allah. With the demise of Hazrat Imam, destiny was materialized. The leader had not accepted a post unless it was a divine duty. Ayatollah Khamenei says, "I did not expect, even for a second in my life, what happened in the process of being elected as a new leader, in which this responsibility was put on my shoulder as a humble and weak servant of Allah. If someone thinks that it occurred to me even for a second at the time of a struggle, later during the revolution, or during my term of presidency, that this responsibility would be delegated to me, he is wrong. I always considered my level too low to accept not only this highly significant and crucial post, but also much lower posts like presidency and other posts, which I held during the revolution. Of course, we had very sensitive hours, the most serious hours of our lives. Frequently, they talk about me as a member of leadership council, though I rejected it in my mind. However, it was possible that they would delegate it to me. Finally, after some debates and talks in the assembly of experts, they voted for me. There I tried, debated, and reasoned to prevent the vote, but they voted. Even now, I consider myself as a common religious student without any outstanding feature or special advantage, not only for this great office of significant responsibility, as I said sincerely, but also for much less important ones like presidency, delegated to me during that 10 years. However, now that they voted for me to bear its burden and responsibility, I accept it vigorously, similar to what Allah advised His prophets. Take it rigorously. To discharge it vigorously to extent I can, as divine duty corresponds to one's ability, I entreat Allah's help so I would maintain the great status of this office. This is my duty, and I hope, if Allah wants, to be exposed to His blessing and mercy and to be one of those for whom Wali Asr, Imam Mahdi, may Allah makes his reappearance sooner, and pious believers pray." Thank you for joining us, and I invite you to listen to the continuation of this episode of Lantern and important point about this story.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the leadership, the characteristics and qualifications of a successful leader. Leadership has been the concern of management thinkers and researchers for a long time, and they've always researched about leadership and its various angles, including the factors that make an effective and successful leader. The main reason why researchers pay attention to this specific issue of leadership is that leadership plays a vital role in the dynamism and growth of the organization. And the success of many organizations is due to the presence of strong and effective leaders. On the other hand, it may be possible to claim that the essence of management is leadership, and the utilization of human resources, which is included in the definition of management, is actually realized through the type of interaction between the leader and the follower and the boss and the employee. Another way that can be used for the importance of leadership is that managers must have analytical design, technical, and human skills. The most important of these skills is human skill. By human skill, actually, we mean that the skill that determines the type of interaction with employees in order to achieve goals. In fact, the function of leadership in management is the manifestation of human skill of managers. And this very issue actually doubles the importance of leadership. The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
This was actually a sort of, let's say, general look at the leadership itself. But now, let's actually have a look at the leadership and this concept from an Islamic perspective. Leadership in Islam is important and has an important position for which there are certain principles and characteristics. The religion of Islam places great emphasis on the leadership and management of the society and has introduced the prophets, imams, and leaders as the leaders of the society in all matters. All of us as Muslims, we know that we have been recommended to accept a person among ourselves if we are going to take a trip and we are, let's say, more than two. To actually appoint one of us as the leader of the team or the leader of the group to actually take the leadership of the group. So even in small societies, we are recommended to have this important concept. So when it goes to a higher or, let's say, a bigger community, so definitely the importance of this concept, shows itself double. The actualization of Islamic leadership is also clear, is also a clear reason for Islam's attention to the matter of guardianship and leadership. This issue is a wisdom that speaks of the need of the people of the society to a ruler. So again, regarding the leadership, the Holy Quran has addressed both the past and the future and has expressed the necessity and importance of this issue. Although the leaders of Islam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have left the world, the society continues to exist. In this case, too, the need for leadership and political management of the society is fully felt. Islamic society is not exempt from this necessity. So we said that we can start from smaller societies, that is, leadership shows itself from, let's say, smaller communities and societies, and its importance got doubled when it goes to the Islamic Ummah, let's say, or the Islamic nation. There are many verses in the Holy Quran about the leadership, and each of these verses has expressed specific characteristics of leadership and its necessity. In a verse in the Holy Quran, we read about the concept of leadership like this: "O you who have believed, obey God, the Prophet, and the leaders. And whenever you have a dispute in a matter, refer to God and the Prophet and Ulul Amr." In this verse, the commentators and exegetes of the Holy Quran have considered the meaning of the word Amr to mean the emirate and the government and the administration of the affairs of the Islamic Ummah. The person who is actually taking charge of this leadership of the Islamic Ummah. So I hope that you find this show beneficial, and I'd like to invite you to listen to us in our upcoming sessions where we shall talk about some other issues. Till then, I'll leave in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.